Yeah, I'm also from Taiwan, but in southern Taiwan, I work in a Buddhist hospital, Ciji Hospital. And this morning, I want to share with you our study of vegetarian diet and prevalence diabetes in our Ciji Health Study. And then I'm a family physician. So I don't have anything to disclose. You know, diabetes in Asian population is characterized by younger onset age and lower body mass index compared with the Western population. And then in Asia and China, the emerging epidemic of diabetes in concert with increasing intake of meat and high proportion of energy from animal protein and fat. There are some studies show that. And then also there are many studies show that vegetarian diet has been associated with the lower prevalence and instance of type 2 diabetes in Western population. But in Asia, in Asian people, the protective effect of vegetarian diet on diabetes tends to be a metabolic obese. That means that the BMI is normal, but the abdominal adipose tissue and insulin resistance is higher. This phenomenon has not been yet studied. So we established the Ciji Health Study cohort from the year 2007. And Ciji Health Study has a high proportion of vegetarian. About 30% of the participants are vegetarian. And then every 2 to 3 years, we have detailed health examination, including biochemistry, body weight, height, and all these kind of data. And then we initiate this study from 2007, and 77% were Ciji commissioner, and the total participant was around 6,000. And we conducted in our Ciji, Buddhist Diet in Ciji Hospital. And the data we collect, including detailed dietary lifestyle, medical history questionnaire, and also some biochemistry data like cholesterol, TG, sugar, A1C, all these kind of data has been collected. And the characteristic of participants with and without diabetes here, and we have the diabetes patient was confirmed from a self report history and medical record, and then AC sugar more than 126 by 2 times, and A1C more than 60.5%. And with those who are not clear, we have doctors call them and try to figure out is the A1C more than 126 is a diabetes patient or not. And then totally we have 386 patients with type 2 diabetes, and female is higher in without diabetes. The total population, and female is higher in this cohort. And the mean age here, diabetes is higher. We can know that higher patient got diabetes easily, and BMI is higher, and waist circumference is higher, and also body fat is higher. And all these are statistically significant. And then this is other data. Study interest is the duration of vegetarian diet. And family history of diabetes, you know, type 2 diabetes is higher, with 56.7% patient with diabetes have family history of diabetes. And then the duration of vegetarian diet, we divide into less than 1 year, 1 to 8 year, and more than 1 year. And you can see that with more than 1 year, the patient with diabetes tend to be compared with the without diabetes. Vegetarian is that duration is higher. The statistically significant. And then participants, so educational level, family history higher, and more than, with diabetes, more than 8 years, 99.1%. And then without diabetes, type 2 diabetes, 14%. and then a couch with diabetes, type 2 diabetes is lower. That means if you get receive higher education without the diabetes will be lower. And then this is just prevalence of type 2 diabetes and other characteristics of different duration diabetes. We divide into short or non vegetarian, medium term vegetarian and long term vegetarian. This is one. The medium term vegetarian, the mean vegetarian year is 4.3, and long term vegetarian, the mean vegetarian year is 16.3. And this is the number. We can see that in with type 2 diabetes, non or short term in the more than 4,000 population, there are 7.2% with diabetes. And these vegetarian, their instance, their prevalence of diabetes is lower. And family history, almost the same, statistically insignificant. Then female, long-term and mid-term, medium-term vegetarian, more female. And this is the age, BMI, waist circumference, and body fat. Although long-term vegetarian, more than 8 years, the age is older, 57.2, but the diabetes prevalence is lower. So in previous slide, we see that long-term elder patient tends to get diabetes, but with a long-term vegetarian diet, even the age is older, the prevalence of diabetes is lower. BMI almost is the same. With circumference and body fat, you can see median term vegetarian is the lowest in BMI with circumference and body fat. Maybe it is due to the age. Long-term diabetes tend to be older, and then BMI tend to be higher. Okay, this is for short-term, long, medium-term, and long-term diabetes. Because it is a Ciji health cohort, so current smoker, drinker, and better not is very low. They are all never smoker and never drinker. So this is, we use multiple logistic regression, including all these three risk factors, but we didn't show in the next slide. But it's different. The pet and the vegetarian tend to never smoker and never drinker. And the educational level here with the long-term diabetes, long-term vegetarian is lower in college and above educational level. So this is the major slide I want to share with you is that this is multiple logistic regression analysis of duration of vegetarian diet and type 2 diabetes. Here that family odds ratio 1 not include BMI, and odds ratio 2, this is including BMI in regression model. And you can see that age is a predictor. Elder age tend to have diabetes. And then family history is the strongest predictor of diabetes. And male patient tends to have diabetes. And then education level, college or above, has protective effect. And then duration of vegetarian diet, in the model without BMI, these two, is they are vegetarian medium term or long term, they all have protective effect of diabetes. If we include BMI in the model, and it seems that medium term vegetarian, the protective effect of vegetarian diet has been offset by BMI. So, but still, the long term vegetarian also have protective effect of against the diabetes. Okay, so this is a result. The protective effect of vegetarian diet in our study is consistent with advanced health studies. And vegetarian as a whole may have been protected from diabetes in part due to lower BMI. Lower BMI for this medium-term vegetarian diet, low BMI may be a main protective effect. So if we include BMI in the model, and the protective effect of diabetes, vegetarian diet will be offset. And BMI-independent effect in the long-term vegetarian suggests pathway other than obesity. So we think that there are long-term vegetarian protective effect for diabetes. And how can we explain this? And there are some studies like circulating branch chain amino acid, heme iron load, or the dietary pattern with dark leafy green vegetable and fruit and vegetable, greater variety of fruit and vegetable, or a low blood level of environmental toxin. So there are some studies show that a branch chain amino acid is with insulin resistance. And also in animal study and also in human study. And then branch chain amino acid has been found to be predictive of instant diabetes, maybe due to insulin resistance. And Taiwanese omnivores, compared with vegetarian, there are some studies show that 23% higher serum branch chain amino acid. For heme iron, iron overload increased oxidative stress and increase insulin resistance. So if you eat meat, so the heme iron load may be higher compared with the vegetarian. And dietary pattern characterized by fruit, vegetable, and soy has been associated with low risk of type 2 diabetes in non-smoking Chinese. And environmental toxin. In Taiwan, low blood level of dioxin or arsenic has been found. They're different. In vegetarian, they're lower compared with omnivores. So we conclude that if you eat a long duration of vegetarian diet, maybe it is better that you didn't get diabetes. Besides obesity and family history and other risk factors, long-term vegetarian diet maybe have a protective effect. And the study is strengths and limitation. This is a cross-sectional nature of the study is cross-sectional, so we cannot explain this as cause and effect. But we have 66 new onset diabetes. We also did statistics, and then we also showed that it will the same result. And then the participants, because it's Ziji is the Buddhist group, so the participants are relatively homogeneous. Low proportion of smoking and alcohol drinking. The confounder will be less. So this is my presentation. Thank you. In Taiwan, some adults have the habit to choose betel nut. So when we are asking lifestyle, it is correlated with some diseases such as oral cancer. And then, so we all included in the questionnaire.
What kind of compounds are in there?
There's some like betel nut.
There's nicotine in there?
No nicotine. Some stimulant, like how to say, beton alkaloid, some beton alkaloid, and then some additives with like how to say, I don't know the exact compound.
Alkaloid,
yeah, some alkaloid, yeah.
So I don't know where this extra 400 people come from. Do because if your total diabetes population was 5,293, you break heart into 5,900, something maybe you want to double check.
The total cohort is 6,002. And because some of the participants, we cannot trace the duration of vegetarian diet, so it was excluded. I didn't show the flow chart. And then when we check the diabetes, how we confirm the diagnosis diabetes, there are 321 with self-report diabetes. We check it in the medical chart, their chart, and confirm their diabetes. But there are some, like I think 91, they have AC, fasting sugar more than 126. So we check the record to see if there are another instance of AC more than 126 to fulfill the criteria by ADA or A1C more than 6.5%. And there are some exclusion. If we cannot check the patient only one time of A1C more than 126, we will exclude it. So the total number being analyzed is less than 6,000. So this is 5,979 cases.
Yeah. Okay, it will not clearly cross my mind.
Thank you. Please.
So now, I think my class is right. So the tobacco use was not a factor that didn't be even, but did you find that their ability to control the diabetes was affected by the tobacco use? Or you didn't really look at tobacco and...
Yeah, tobacco use and alcohol use, because sometimes when vegetarian, they tend to not to smoke, especially in our cohort. But I think that it will, if the patient got diabetes, it will change habit to quit smoking. If you are a smoker, and if you are a vegetarian, and then when you didn't smoke, when you got diabetes, you tend to not to become a smoker. So... we think that it is a confounder, but because it will against the vegetarian to get diabetes. So we also have put this risk factor into the statistics, but we think that because the case number is very only let me see, smoker is only very few, so it won't less than current smoker, less than 2%. Okay, please.
Very nice presentation. I was glad that you mentioned dioxins in there. I guess a question would be, did you look at other dioxin-like compounds, endocrine disruptors, and then also, did you look at any of the geospecific data on your cohorts to see if they were
We didn't measure dioxin, arsenic, or mercury in our cohort, but in Taiwan, there's some study compare vegetarian and omnivore, their dioxin level, arsenic level, and mercury level. And for these low studies, vegetarians tend to be lower in dioxin and also mercury.
So we.
Vegetarian didn't eat fish, meat. All these are only plant-based diet for vegetarian.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I read you correctly that you said you get more men with diabetes than women?
Yeah, in our cohort.
Is that usual? And I would think that women carry more, not if they carry more fat.
Yeah, but... I don't know. Maybe it is the characteristics of our cohort. Well, in Cici health studies, there are more female, and then tend to be better lifestyle. So, but it is adjust when it adjust. Female is still low instance, a low prevalence of diabetes here.
Women might have a better lifestyle?
Yeah. in our Tsuji cohort, I think. Maybe in the world.
Yeah. But if you're vegetarian, you don't smoke, you don't drink, physically active. So when you look at just vegetarian, it
just kind of
stops a lot
out of all the other things. Yeah, so we propose a vegetarian lifestyle, not only vegetarian. But if you are vegetarian, you tend to not smoke, not drink, exercise more. But here, we want to show you the duration of vegetarian diet in protecting against diabetes.
Some of our data, and you mentioned there that maybe some of the effects that we have in reducing the incidence of type 2 diabetes might be correlated to BMI. And you said that's especially the case in the shorter duration of those which had vegetarian diets for shorter durations. But when we look at it, vegetarian diets are very often correlated with lower BMI levels. And that could actually be one of the mechanisms, maybe one of the major mechanisms that then can prolong in its exposure the effects and be causative for the diabetes.
Yeah, but we after we adjust the BMI and then the short median-term vegetarian, the effect of protective effect is being offset. So we adjust BMI.
Right.
Yeah. But we think there may be some other reason, like environmental toxin or some.
Interaction. I mean, it's a very complex thing because when you have obesity, and even when you adjust for it, there's a whole plethora of other factors which are correlated to obesity, which might happen.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Liz.
Thank you.